chapter 25. We are not all one. The "we're all one" mantra is 60s drivel, the psychedelic-induced notion that we're all connected and therefore need to act that way. The declaration, more precisely translated, suggests that we all need to agree to the same truth and then act the same way about it. Well, I actually do believe we're all one. Atomic theory proves it to me. But the everyday reality is that this microscopic level of oneness is a distraction and a waste of time because it doesn't have any effect on everyday mechanical life. But even more onerous, the obsession with oneness and the legislated equality of outcome it suggests erodes individual control. How does society work best for the people in it? How is true fairness and freedom achieved? By recognizing that each of us is equal but separate, not by trying to herd everyone down the same road of identical outcome, a conformity in which there will be no upward mobility for anyone. Allow me to earn my way up. Getting everyone to conform is what is done in North Korea. We're simply not the same, not any two of us. You're better at this, while I'm better at that. Pick a life component and make a judgment. It's okay. For a society, attempting to ensure equal outcome is a losing game. But it's a huge achievement to provide equal opportunity. And in democracies, that's worked out pretty well. And if we're going to award minority status to those whom we think deserve it, let's take the concept to its logical conclusion. Each of us individually is a minority, the minority of one. So see the separateness that is everywhere, and know it's a good thing. Each of us is unique.